Today is National Cat Day, and what better way to celebrate National Cat Day than by listening to the most famous cat moment on this radio station.
Great celebration.
One of the biggest blunts I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
You got problems, bro.
I remember, no, I just saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
Every time you hear that, it just like you see something different, right? It's like looking at a gemstone or something. Every time you look at it, you see something new. Every time you listen to that, you just hear something new. It's every time is like the first time.
I don't know.
I don't know. He's so stunned. Like, that's John Renshaw on this radio station on 560 WQAM. It sounds to me like he's seeing a cat that doesn't exist actually in the studio. It sounds like there may be mind-altering substances at play here. Poor Alex Dono is caught in the studio with him. But Dono, fair question. What's the cat's name? Or whose cat is it? Like, there's some fair questions there. Renshaw is stunned by the follow-up questions. I don't know. He had not given thought to some of the stuff that he was saying. Play it one more time just so we can really get the experience.
Dono pressed him.
He pressed him, and Renshaw was not ready for it.
One of the biggest blunts I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
You got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
So, obviously, there's several things at play here. First of all, who's he apologizing to if he mispronounced his cat's name incorrectly? And how would you ever pronounce your own cat's name incorrectly? Because you're the one that named him. It's not like you took him home and he said, by the way, I'm Nova. Like, you named him. So whatever you call him is fine. You cannot mispronounce your own cat's name. You're the one naming him. If you feel like changing his name, you can change his name. The cat doesn't know. So why he's apologizing to the cat is hard to fathom. I feel like I would be more surprised than Renshaw if a cat ran into the studio. Now, granted, I'm broadcasting at home, and the cat does walk in my studio, but he was at the QAM studios.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure they had a no cats policy, and he doesn't seem so surprised. It's kind of like casual. Oh, did I just see a cat walk through here? Like, it was, you know what I mean? Like, you're doing a radio show. You're not expecting a cat. By the way, the studio doors, like, they close tightly, and they're heavy, so that there's not a lot of noise. So it'd be very, like, you'd be surprised if a cat walked in on its own. You know what I mean? Like, just to open the door.
Open the door and
would
just
be an incredible feat.
What up, fellas?
A cat, yeah. And he's just like, you guys see that cat? No, I thought it ran right up to you. Well, what's the cat's name? Yeah, fair question by Dono. Because let's get to the layers here. I'll start with what's his name, and I don't know, because he's kind of thinking like, well, that's a stupid question. I don't know. You're seeing this crazy stray cat that just walked in here, and then he's like, you know what? Maybe I brought the cat. If it's my cat, it's Nova. But I'm having a tough time remembering if I brought the cat or not. And if I did mispronounce Nova's name, I apologize. But I want to know what the rest of that show sounded like.
Nova somewhere listening, talking to his buddies. Man, I appreciate that, man.
I'm talking now. Dan Marino is in studio. No, that's me. It's me, Alex Dono. Well, I don't know. You look like Dan Marino. And your jersey says Dan Marino.
My real name is Nova. You tighten up.
Really wild what's going on there. But today is National Cat Day. There really is no better way to celebrate. Play it one more time just so we can have something to remember until next National Cat Day.
One of the biggest bloods I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
You got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
And he goes, I didn't know if it was my cat or not. I mean, wouldn't you be slightly concerned if your cat showed up? Like, I don't know where you live. But if I was, like, if we were at the Kaseya Center yesterday doing the show,
and Rocky
and my cat walked by,
Rocky just walked
by. I kind of feel like I would be more taken aback by it. What the hell is going on here? You know, it wouldn't be like, hey, Crowder knows my cat's here. Like, what? Like, I feel like I'd be more surprised.
And he touched me. I swear.
He touched you.
You a cat guy.
A lot going on in that clip. Play just the beginning one more time, because there's one thing that also jumps out at me.
One of the biggest bloods I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I
don't think so.
He goes, is my cat in here? And apparently he's really expecting an answer from someone, so he waits. But no one gives him an answer.
Says, no.
No? Unless someone across, you know, the glass in the studio held up a no sign. But he waited for the answer. Is my cat in here? No. Could have sworn I saw a cat.
My son, text him. No.
No.
Well, that of course. Moment.
Have we ever talked to Alex Dono about that? Have we ever interviewed Dono about that?
I want to think we have.
Feel like we have too.
Yeah, you know, Donald's so nice. He was like,
nice. I mean, I would immediately have had video up on my phone, and like that thing you have to recognize immediately. I am part of something special here on the radio.
Donald. Well, I didn't see the cat. He might have seen a cat.
Yeah, like Donald's still like kind of giving the possibility that maybe your cat is in here and I'm just not seeing him.
Yeah, he's so nice.
He's so pleasant.
Yep.
Well, that that moment, of course, turned into one of the greatest moments on the Miami Hurricanes radio broadcast as well.
That's right.
Is my cat in here?
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I don't know if it's my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat's name, I do apologize.
That was magical. Joe Z participated in it. Like,
what's his
that
name?
That was magical. What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova.
And if you want any idea of what the rest of that show sounded like, here's a brief clip.
Path, path, pus.
Because what's the first line he's saying? Play it just again.
Yeah, it's he tries to say blowout, I believe.
Is that what
he was saying? Biggest bloods I remember.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Blowout, you're right.
One of the biggest bloods I remember.
One I've ever seen. But he's saying blowout, you're right.
There's been some characters on our station.
Holy hell. There's
been some characters.
There has been some characters.